Whoever gave away the most liquor won.
Really?
Yep.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, you're joining us live. We have a special committee of the whole meeting to call to order. That meeting is called to order. Let the record show that all the aldermen are present. Alderman Sam Hill is present via telephone and a belly full of codeine. Alderman Hill is not feeling well tonight, so he's joining us from home. Illinois statute allows an alderman to join us via teleconference because of business conflict and or illness. So Alderman Hill, when casting a vote, you need to identify yourself and then cast your vote accordingly. Silence is deafening. We will lower the flag to half staff for Alderman Hill. Item 2A, ladies and gentlemen, proclaim Red Ribbon Week in the city of Geneva. We have some very distinguished guests with us this evening. My new favorite student at the high school, Mike, has been preparing his remarks for months on end. Now, Mike, you got to tell us a little bit about yourself. You are a freshman?
I am a senior.
Right? Okay. I just want to make sure you were listening. And tell where are you off to school next year, do you know?
I am applying to many schools in the state of Illinois.
Oh, is that right? You're going to stick local, huh?
Yes, close to the family.
So you're a true Flatlander.
Yeah.
And is your mom a graduate as well, I understand?
She did attend Northern Illinois University.
NIU, fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah, you're a Geneva grad, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dawn, what, you want to know what year?
No, I think I know. No.
I think she went to school with my
sister-in-law. Oh, okay. Mike, welcome. Floor is yours.
All right, good evening. My name is Mike Zatt, and I am the co-president of the SAT Club. My other co-president, Kyle Gazelle, could not attend tonight. And we would like to thank you for allowing us the precious time in your meeting to recognize the importance of Red Ribbon Week. The entire nation celebrates this week each year to send a message to the community about taking responsibility for your health and making mature decisions regarding substance abuse. Red Ribbon Committee has put together a folder of information for you, which you will get in the coming week, that provides tips to families for how they can help their children and teens build strong assets to stay on the right track and away from substances. We know that there's a lot of pressure on teens to try and fit in with different crowds, and a lot of that pressure is placed on by themselves and their own perceptions of what the normal behavior is and looks like. Red Ribbon Committee and the SAT Club try to send a different message to teens to let them know what the real norm is, that most teens aren't out on the weekends using drugs. They're with their family, with their friends in a safe way and acting as positive role models for younger children in the community. And for me, that is exactly what Red Ribbon Week is. When I had the chance to become co-president, it really gave me a lot of opportunities to do the right thing and set an example in our community. So now, when you get the folders in the coming week, I would advise you to please take a moment and try some of the ideas within the folder with your family and with your friends and in the community. Thank you for your time and attention you have put forth for this important celebration.
Mike, we're going to put you on the spot here, man.
All right.
You know, we've heard from Red Ribbon Week representatives for years. Is it really a challenge to avoid the peer pressure?
I would say definitely. You have a lot of your friends who want to experiment with what they think is cool and what other kids are doing. And you have to have that, like, inner strength to say, this is not the right thing to do. So, yeah, you definitely face that challenge.
Where do you find the inner strength?
Just knowing and believing that what you feel is right, and especially what your parents would believe is right, too.
So you take these principles with you wherever you go to school, obviously?
Definitely.
I mean, it's got to be kind of tough, though, sometimes, isn't it, when other kids say, come on, Mike.
Yeah,
what the heck, man?
But,
you know, aren't you cool?
I believe I'm lucky enough to have friends who understand that or the example I'm trying to set and the person I'm trying to be.
Good stuff. I like it. Anyone else? Questions or comments for Mike?
Great job.
Thank you. Thank
you
very
much. That's a nice fake smile there, Mike. Nice job.
Mike, yeah.
So we'll get our red ribbons in our mailbox downstairs this week?
Yes.
Yep.
Great. Wonderful.
Well,
October 23rd.
Obviously, Mike, you represent the the Geneva High School community and the entire community extraordinarily well.
Thank you very much.
Very articulate. You're going to be joining us on the 24th here at City Hall when we have our candlelight vigil?
Yes, I will.
You'll be speaking as well?
Yes.
You're going to use the same speech?
No.
Okay. That's good. That's excellent. Well, I would entertain a motion to so proclaim Red Ribbon Week, October 23rd through, I believe, it's the 28th. 31st, 2010, as Red Ribbon Week in Geneva, and encourage all those who have the good fortune of living in our community to participate in the program. And, of course, this year's theme is Vote Yes for a Drug-Free Future. I elect to be drug-free. Good stuff.
Yep. So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Marks. Any additional questions or comments? Should we introduce our young ladies holding the banner?
Yes.
Oh, of course. This is Miss Gillette. She is the sponsor for SAD Club at the Geneva High School.
Yes.
And that is my mom.
You say that with, you know, a little more pride there, Mike. For God's sake. Miss Gillette, how long have you been the student or faculty advisor?
This is my ninth year.
Ninth year. It's extraordinary. Any difficulty at all in finding kids to help be the ambassadors for the program? Right.
And she kind of built it up, and by the time I got there, we started advertising a little bit more in the classes and having somebody there at the high school in addition to an elementary school teacher running it, I think is helpful. And last year we had over 100 members.
Whoa.
Wow.
So it's kind of a rebuilding year this year because we lost a lot of our seniors.
Yeah, sure.
They graduated last year, but we're hoping to get back up to that 100 mark.
Yep.
Wow. And all the elementary school kids and middle school kids must look up to you.
I would hope so, yeah, definitely.
Do you feel that pressure?
A little bit, yeah, but I embrace that. I like being, you know, a role model for younger kids.
That's nice. You must be very proud, Mom. That's really cool, very cool. Have you ever seen a picture of your mom when she was in high school?
A couple.
What's so funny about that, Mike? She hasn't changed at all, has she?
Nope.
That's a very good answer.
Good job. Yeah.
We have a motion and a second to so proclaim. All in favor of the proclamation and the principles it conveys, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Wonderful. Mike, I have a proclamation for you. I hope you'll take this back to your colleagues.
Feel free to reproduce it as you see fit.
All right.
Michael, keep us informed as to where you end up in college and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I will.
That's cool. What do you hope to study?
Engineering.
Yeah, cakewalk.
Excellent.
Like, you buckle down and study a little harder. See you, big guy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a nice guy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
Craig, I don't care what you said. I think that Mike guy was a nice guy.
I know he is.
Item 2B. Consider acceptance of certificate of completion for Geneva Eye Clinic Storm Sewer Detention Facility and Site Grading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Brown. Questions or comments? If you have not seen the new facility, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
No pun intended. It is unbelievable. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of item 2B, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Aye.
Alderman Hill votes aye as well. Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Item 2C, consider draft resolution authorizing execution of the 2010-11 budget amendment for Electric Capital Improvement Fund and Underground Cable Replacement Fund for Painting Project Fund.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Brown makes the motion. Flanagan makes the second. Any questions at all? And we rip the cable up and turn it into paint. How you doing, Mr. Buffington? The enthusiasm is incredible. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Hill, aye. You're sounding worse as the time goes on, Mr. Hill. Any abstentions? Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item 2D, consider draft resolution authorizing execution of contract with Peekover Decorating Services Incorporated for the 2010 streetlight and traffic signal painting project.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Marks. Questions or comments? Mr. Buffington, these will be blue and white.
I believe they'll be black.
Well, that's just motion to table this matter until we. Any questions? All in favor of item 2D, please. Oh, we do have a second. Brown and. Yeah. And Marks.
Bill, aye.
I want to check the medication there, Sammy.
Bill, aye.
Oh, my God. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Hill votes for a fourth time.
He wants it.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Item 2D passes unanimously. Item 2E, consider draft resolution authorizing the execution of state purchase contract with Landmark Ford for the purchase of 2010 Ford Crown Victoria replacement vehicle for the mayor, for the police department. Hill.
Second.
Hill, off the codeine high, makes the motion, seconded by Vogelsberg. Questions or comments? We have the chief with us tonight, strategically positioned behind Buffington. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of item 2E, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Hill votes aye. Any abstentions? Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We'll save new business for the council meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this special committee of the whole meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Singer and seconded by Piper. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Fantastic. We'll take just a moment, folks, to switch over. Excuse me. Tonight's city council meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk, Mr. Landberg, to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Yeah.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
Of course, Mr. Hill is joining us by teleconference. The same rules apply to Mr. Hill. If he has questions, he needs to be asked by the chair to be recognized. When he votes, he needs to state his name and vote accordingly. Mr. Nagel, class of 75, would you do us the honors, please, of leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance? And thank you, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rick.
Yes, sir.
You have redeemed yourself in the class of 75. Were the colors just white back in 75? Was there blue?
We forgot blue.
Item number three, public hearings, special items, and presentations. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a public hearing this evening. As a reminder, the purpose of this public hearing, by way of summary, in 2009, the Northern Illinois Food Bank purchased 10.83 acres of property located at 273 Dearborn Court in the Geneva Business Park that is located due south of Averill Road and immediately west of Fona. The Northern Illinois Food Bank is preparing to finance a portion of the costs of acquiring, constructing, and equipping an approximately 147,000 square foot food distribution, community nutrition center, and warehouse food storage facility on this property. The food bank will deliver food to an estimated 13 county network through its current facility. Northern Illinois Food Bank has raised over $4.6 million in private philanthropy for this project. That is a summary of the purpose of this hearing. A motion to open the hearing, of course, would be in order.
So moved.
Motion by Marks, seconded by, I believe it was Dantino?
Correct.
Is there anyone in the audience who has any comments? Oh, forgive me, I'm sorry. It's a motion to open the hearing. All in favor? Please indicate by saying aye. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? At this time, we'd like to invite anyone in the audience who wishes to speak in favor of and or opposed to this matter. They can join us at the podium, state their name, their address, and of course, keep your comments cogent and germane. I will also note that there has been no written testimony submitted to the chair regarding this matter, whether it be for or against. I would,
Mr. Mayor, if I could just make mention of one item. This public hearing was noticed by publication in the Geneva Republican on September 16th for this night and for this time and location in order to comply with the requirements of Illinois state statutes regarding revenue bond issues.
From the dais, anyone wishes to ask a question? Perhaps commentary of any sort regarding this matter? You're free to do so. I have the high honor of recognizing Mr. NIFB, as I call him. Sir, welcome back. And again, for the record, just state your name, your address, Social Security number, height, and weight. Just, okay. I'm kidding on the last two parts.
My name is Dennis Smith. I live at 0N315 Armstrong Lane in Geneva. My social security number is real old.
00000.
Yeah, my height is 5'10", and I'm not telling my weight. We at the food bank are extremely pleased to be moving into Geneva. Ground has been moved. We're making progress. We hope to be able to put the stones down so that the foundation can be poured within the next week, and progress is zipping along, and your support has been great, and we certainly look forward to being a member of this community as a business entity. While we are a not-for-profit, we truly are a business-type not-for-profit in that we have 73 people employed at present. We'll be adding an additional 10 to 15 when the building is completed. We as I said, are very pleased to be a part of this community. One of the things that I will mention, in spite of the bad economy, our business has continued to improve over the last several years. It's not something that we're proud of necessarily, but we have gone from distributing 27 million pounds 2 years ago to 35 million last year, and we're on pace to do 40 million this year. People ask me, how can we get it done? And I think one of the biggest reasons we've been successful is the fact that so many people are aware that their neighbors need help, and they've stepped forward and stepped up to the plate, and they have indeed been providing financial support and volunteer hours to help us do the job and fulfill the mission to which we are committed. So thank you for your support, and we look forward to being a citizen of Geneva as far as the food bank is concerned, in about 9 more months.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Anyone have any comments or questions for Mr. Smith? Mr. Smith, there is no shame in needing a handout, is there, or a hand up, or a leg up, or any support whatsoever anymore, is there?
That's correct.
That's correct. I think we sometimes tend to forget that, particularly in the Tri-Cities, when we think we're all just floating in the lap of luxury, and we recognize that there are folks out there who are struggling. So, anyone else? Any comments whatsoever?
Just for the record again, Mr. Mayor, just for clarity, since the city council, you opened the city council meeting and there was a continuous action to the time of the public hearing, there was no need to do a roll call at the public hearing time. So just, I know there may be somebody concerned about that, but that was the flow of the meeting and the roll call, and nobody left the hearing room between the time that you opened it and the time that the public hearing was commenced.
So a motion to close the public hearing, a voice vote would be sufficient?
That's correct.
Any additional comments anyone would like to make or questions asked of Mr. Smith? Great work, sir. I will entertain a motion to close the public hearing on this matter.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Marks, seconded by Alderman Singer. All in favor of closing the public hearing, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you again. We move on with the agenda. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? Alderman Vogelsberg?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I wanted to move to amend the agenda to include a closed session to consider the acquisition of real estate.
Motion to amend the closed motion to amend the agenda to include a closed session on the topic of consideration of acquisition of real estate. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Marks. Questions or comments regarding that amendment?
Requires a roll call vote.
Mr. City Clerk, please take the roll.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items on the agenda marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine, and they can be enacted by one simple, swift, and certain motion by any august and well-dressed member of the City Council.
Mr. Mayor?
How do we know?
Mr. Piper, I'm an Alderman Piper.
I would like to have item 11E removed.
11E has been requested to be removed, Alderman Hill. My apologies, by Alderman Singer. Anyone else on the omnibus agenda? Is there a motion to approve the omnibus agenda as amended?
No, aye.
Alderman Hill motions aye.
Second.
Are you watching this, Sam? See Richard Marks roll his eyes when you spoke? Alderman Marks makes the second amidst guffaws and laughter and all sorts of stuff.
Whoa.
Mics are on. All in favor of the, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. I'm going to ask that the council readopt that motion. I believe that Chapman and Cutler has asked that the motion not be made by someone who's participating via video or audio conference.
Do you want a motion to rescind then, or do you want to just strike it? I'll defer to you on the proper protocol.
I think in this case that ask for a motion by someone other than Alderman Hill because he is participating via audio conference.
Mayor, I would make the motion.
Second.
Pollack and Brown. So I'm going to ask the city attorney a question, and that is, do we need to in any way, in the words of Sarah Palin, repudiate what just happened, or do we?
I don't think you accepted the motion. Before
I was about to.
Right.
Okay, got it. So, Alderman Pollack makes the motion.
Not approve the motion. So,
Alderman Brown makes the second. My apologies, Alderman Hill.
Mets are kicking.
Oh man, those legal drugs you're taking there, Sam?
Michael K.
Any questions or comments regarding the motion?
May I ask a question?
Yes, Alderman Flanagan.
Would Alderman Hill be able to second the motion, too? If he can't make the motion, would he be able to second the motion electronically or whatever?
Mr. Brown made the second, as I understand.
But just out of curiosity?
Just for my own.
No.
No.
No. Thank you.
We have a motion by Pawlak, a second by Alderman Brown. Any questions or comments on the motion? This is on the omnibus agenda, ladies and gentlemen, as amended. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pawlak?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Brent Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Sam Hill votes aye. Anyone in the audience tonight whose agenda item has an asterisk next to it, except for 11E, you are free to depart. Good to see you again. Mr. Smith, good to see you.
Thanks.
We jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, would you be so kind as to read the bills to be paid?
Bills for payment, total $507,522.60.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website. Alderman Flanagan seconds that motion. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pawlak?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
John Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, item 11A, B, and C were considered by the Committee of the Whole earlier this evening. They were considered and voted upon affirmatively and unanimously. However, because of the short duration between that meeting and this meeting, they still remain on the agenda as non-omnibus. Item A, 11A, consider resolution number 2010-94, authorizing mayor to execute 2010-11 budget amendment in the Electric Capital Improvement Fund for painting project fund.
So moved.
Second.
Dantino makes the motion. Alderman Marks makes the second. Any questions or comments for Mr. Buffington? Seeing none? Hearing none? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pawlak?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Hill, aye.
That motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item 11B, consider resolution number 2010-95, authorizing execution of contract with Peekover Decorating Services Incorporated for the 2010 streetlight and traffic signal painting project.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Questions or comments for Superintendent Buffington? Hearing none? Seeing none? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pawlak?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
That motion passes unanimously as well. We are on to item 11C, consider resolution number 2010-97, authorizing execution of state contract with Landmark Ford for the purchase of a 2010 Ford Crown Victoria replacement vehicle for the Geneva Police Department.
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Vogelsberg makes the motion. Alderman Dantino makes the second. Alderman Hill is ordered to bed. Sorry, Sammy. Ralph got you on that one. Questions or comments? Chief, these will feature your image on the hood. Is that correct? Any questions? Any comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pawlak?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Well, aye.
We skip item D. We head to item 11E, approval ordinance number 2010-43, establishing special service area number 26 for the West Haven subdivision. This matter was removed from the omnibus agenda by Alderman Ron Singer. We would like a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Alderman Singer, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'm wondering if I have the privilege of having something added that is in regards to the survey that was taken by the West for the West Haven special service area. Can I have that added and what the results were?
I'll defer to the city attorney. I don't think there's any objection to accepting the information, but whether or not it's added to the actual motion because it wasn't publicized accordingly, I'm not certain we can.
Well, it's not a part of the ordinance. The ordinance is establishing the taxation framework and the maximum tax and the manner of, in which it would be levied. I think what you're referring to is some indication from certain homeowners as to the level of service that they want.
Correct.
That should be independent of this ordinance, because it's that survey wouldn't, you would not want the, I don't believe you'd want that survey information to be recorded with the King County Recorder, because it's only good for the period of time that we're dealing with now. This ordinance will be in perpetuity.
I understand. Well, then I could add this as a matter of public record.
I would suggest that under new business you could ask that the council accept that, if that's your desire. I don't know if
that would be acceptable to me.
If Mrs. McKittrick has a better suggestion, I'm not sure if it's final. It's
well, the survey is final. That was extended through the end of the month, through the end of September. We obviously will continue to take comments, as we did at the public hearing and the informational meeting. If any one of the residents wants to send in comments, obviously those would be considered. I think the information that you are referencing is taken into consideration with the development of the levy ordinance.
Correct.
When that ordinance will come forward, most likely next month, with all of the other levy ordinances, it will reflect those comments made by the residents as to the scope of maintenance that they desire.
Well, that information will be presented at that point in time.
Well, in the levy ordinance,
Yes,
there will be a rate proposed in that ordinance that will cover the maintenance fees that staff is going out and getting quotes for right now.
All right.
And those quotes match up then with the comments that we've received from the residents.
All right. I think then I'll defer my request when we approach the point of new business, if I may.
Absolutely. On item 11E, we have a motion by Alderman Brown. We have a second by Alderman Flanagan. Any additional questions or comments regarding item 11E?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank Alderman Singer for making sure that the survey was part of some record here, so that at least the citizens get their voice into the levy, which I'm sure they would have anyway, but just to do it officially. Thank
so
you.
So noted. Anyone from the West Haven subdivision present tonight who? We have a motion by Brown, a second by Flanagan. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Item 11E passes unanimously. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at item 13, new business. From the audience, any member of the audience wishing to share any new business and or provide any commentary on anything that's happened here tonight or?
Question on.
Whoops, did I miss something?
Well, I just was wondering why 12A was not voted on tonight since it was at the county.
Oh, that is a good point. I skipped right over that. I'll defer to the city attorney on that.
It does have an asterisk.
It does have an asterisk.
It does have an asterisk.
I think that was a clerical error. It should have not had the asterisk because it was so, Mr. Mayor, I think it should be voted upon.
Forgive me. Thank you, Alderman Dantino. Item 12A is to approve certificate of completion resolution for Geneva Eye Clinic storm sewer detention facility and site grading.
So moved.
Second.
Flanagan makes the motion, and Alderman Marks makes the second. Questions or comments?
Glad Ralph's keeping an eye on it.
Very good.
Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Item 12A passes unanimously. Thank you. Again, thank you, Mr. Dantino. New business, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone in the audience? Any new business at all? Got some new faces. That's always exciting. And they're snarling at us. From the dais, any new business? Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As a matter of public record, I would like to reveal the survey results from the West Haven Special Service Area as presented to us by the Director of Public Works, Mr. Dan Dingus. I will read the choices as numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5. Number one question is asked, what would you like done to the landscaped islands? The answer was leave them as is, 95.45%, so recorded. The number two item was what would you like done to the entrance median? The response was replace the bare areas with perennials, 65% responded accordingly. The number three item was do you want to include the West Haven signs in the SSA? The answer was yes, 63.63% responded as such. The fourth item is, what areas would you like maintained by the SSA, the stormwater facility and entrance only, 47.72% responded accordingly. And the fifth item is, how would you like the stormwater facility maintained? The response was to mow them monthly, keeping it at an 8-inch height, 43.18% responded accordingly. My understanding is that the scheduling at this point in time is there's a scheduled meeting with the landscaping contractor sometime next Tuesday, which is possibly tomorrow, I suspect, to get proposals for the different options about to see how much difference in cost there is from mowing the pond regularly to mowing it monthly and leaving the islands out versus whether they are in. So that is the response of the survey. I thank you, Mr. Mayor, for allowing me to have this placed as a matter of public record.
Again, I'll defer to the city attorney. I don't know if there's a motion necessary to accept that information.
Well, I think that the survey, the written document should just be tendered. And
we'll, I'll gladly accept the written document as well. I don't think there's a motion necessary for that, but okay. Any other new business from anyone on the dais? Nothing at all. Alderman Hill?
I cannot, sir.
Anyone in the audience? I will entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session. Alderman Vogelsberg, do you want to read that motion?
Sure. Thank you. Yes, I will read it. I move that the City Council adjourn into closed session for the purpose of considering acquisition of real estate.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Singer. Questions or comments? Roll call, Mr. Clerk.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Well, Sam, we can certainly contact you from the closed session room. Do you support the motion to adjourn to closed session to discuss the consideration of acquisition of real estate?
Yes, sir.
Very well. We will call you collect. Okay, folks. There is no action taken tonight, ladies and gentlemen, regarding the closed session, so we will return shortly, and if you're still with us, you'll watch us adjourn. Thank you.